Every leader needs to be intuitive and be inner guided. Intuition is a strong need for every leader, especially in the fast-changing environments when there is decision-making process that must be happening right in that moment. So every leader needs to trust the voice within. This is Anya Haas. Welcome back to the Start With Heart podcast. Let's talk about intuition today. We'll start with explaining what the intuition is, what intuitive people do differently, and how to strengthen the intuition. Ready? Let's go. Intuition is the ability to know. Is the ability to sense and understand something that is invisible, something that comes from inside, and this thing doesn't have any conscious reasoning behind it. It is just the knowing that just pops inside of our heads, and it's not even inside of our heads. If you think about it, what people say about intuition? Intuition, they say it's an instinct. Some people say it's a gut feeling. So if it's gut feeling, it must come from inside of our guts. Some people know it's the feeling that comes from the heart. And others say it's a state of knowing, it's a hunch, inner voice, and even a sixth sense. Whichever way you believe about the intuition, whichever way you would describe the intuition is, it is a part of our decision-making process that is undeniable. So every leader is ought to have a very strong intuitive abilities in order to lead the company through the changing environments, especially in the current world. People that are intuitive make better and accurate decisions, as published in a Journal of Psychological Science. Intuition is absolutely not logical, and it can't be easily explained. There are some great research that are being made right now and used to be made before, and there is more and more proof about our intuitive abilities. But if you think about it, let's say you are about to go on a trip and you are packed and you're about to leave to the bus or to the train station, and something inside of you stops you. And in this exact moment, that's your intuition speaking to you. It's almost like blocking you from going farther. And so you could fulfill this wish that you feel on the inside and listen to your intuition and trust this intuitive voice, or you can push through to say, everything is going to be fine. Either way, you're making a conscious decision based on the voice that you are hearing and feeling on the inside. So it is not logical. It's extremely connected to our inner sense of knowing. Many of the influential business people rely on the intuitive decision making. Out of the sample of 36 CEOs, 85%, so high, 85% confirmed that the intuition was fundamental in their decision making process in their organization. So it was written by My Dig, 2014. I am in such a high believer in intuition and listening to the higher voice that I would say for me it's 100%. Because the more you are trusting in your experience, the more you are trusting that the feeling inside of you is never going to lie to you, And the more you develop this trust, the more you invite inner to yourself, this wonderful inner guide. So what do highly intuitive people do? What do the leaders do in order to be more intuitive? First, they listen to the inner voice. They trust this voice more than any other voice coming from the outside. And it doesn't mean that they don't choose logic, but they connect their intuitive voice with the logic and then make this harmonized connection between those two and then make decisions. Sometimes they must make decisions based on only intuition, and sometimes it's connected to the logic. So it's really good to strengthen the intuition voice, because in a moment when there is no time and logic could just be connected to even emotional states, the intuition is the priority. Two, they spend time alone. In order to hear this inner voice, you need to be able to detach yourself from whatever is happening on the outside. Detaching yourself from this fast world and tuning into whatever is inside of yourself. I like to do it through practice self-reflection. I like to, in the evenings, I like to take in the whole day, and I like to feel how the whole day felt inside of myself. And then I do this self-reflection by allowing myself to sense myself, how I feel on the inside. Intuitive people also allow themselves to be in the present moment. They fully engage in what they do at this moment, right here, right now. It's highly connected to the mindfulness. Whenever you do something, try to put yourself fully into that. Put your whole heart into whatever you do at this moment. Don't try to multitask, just try to be fully present to whatever you are experiencing in that moment. I like from time to time to remind myself that I want to stop and pay attention to what I am doing in that moment. And if you would ask yourself, then majority of times we are in such an automatic mode that we are not even perceiving ourselves in from the moment to moment. It's only when we stop ourselves and ask ourselves, what am I doing right now? What am I seeing? What am I feeling? Where am I in this moment? We are starting to build this super high awareness of ourselves, our bodies, our feelings in that moment. That is the mindfulness. Highly intuitive people also engage in a creative process. Creative process, creative thinking, dreaming, daydreaming, imagining, visualizing. All of it is connected to the right side of the brain. The right side of the brain strengthens the intuition. Right side of the brain is responsible for all of the pictures, for the creativity, for anything that is connected to the creative process. Let me know if I'm wrong, but that's what the research say, that females basically like to be more on the right side of their brain. They like to stay in this creative process. They like to be creative, which doesn't mean that males don't do it. But I think practicing being on the right side, in the right side of the brain, would benefit females and males, and especially leaders, because intuition is so needed and at that level. So in order to strengthen the right side of the brain, it will be good to journal. It will be good to take time out of the busy day and just sit and visualize, imagine, paint, draw. Even when you have 5 minutes of your time, and allow yourself to close your eyes and imagine something that you would like to do or you would like to accomplish, and just imagine how you would feel like and look like and how the situation would look like, and then make note of that on a piece of paper, and that already strengthens this intuition and the right side of the brain. The more we practice, the more it grows. All right, so what is the next thing intuitive people do? They love to observe the outside world from the awe and gratitude state. So I am inviting you to spend time outside and look into the nature and be in awe of the beauty of what you are seeing, what you are experiencing when you are outside. I want you to observe and feel all of the elements that are happening when you are outside. Observe if there is any wind, if there is any sun, how the sun feels on your body, what do you feel when you are sitting on the grass, how the grass actually feels in your hands. Go outside, go into the nature and observe and have a gratitude for whatever you are experiencing, because you were given all of your senses to explore and enjoy this world. Then go and do it. Number 5, intuitive people listen to their body's wisdom. You can many times throughout the day, and I mentioned that before, start building your own awareness of what are you experiencing from moment to moment. So when you wake up in the morning, instead of getting out of bed right away or looking at your phone to check what is new, what's going on, take this moment to settle inside of yourself. Take that moment to feel how you feel on the inside. Maybe set intention even for the day. Tell yourself how you would like your body to feel, how you would like to have the day ahead of you. Maybe create even a plan of action inside of your head, and repeat it to yourself and be in a gratitude. Next, intuitive people like to engage with others in much deeper level of conversations. Intuitive people have this inner ability to listen, and they tune into another person on totally different level, because not only they are great listeners, they are active listeners, but they are also, it's called intuitive listeners. They intuitively tune into whatever is being said without being said. So almost like they have a way of listening to what is being said in between the words. And it's connected to verbal but also nonverbal communication. So not only listening with their ears, but also listening with the open heart. And so conversation with such an intuitive people is just a pleasure, because the conversation can flow and it goes into this different waves, and it's so enjoyable because two people just can get into this wave and be on such a high waves and low lows also, because it's just the experience takes two people. And after connection to a highly intuitive person, you feel like, wow, that was one of the best conversations I had. So if you want to be a great conversationalist, how do you say it? Conversion. If you want to provide and be a great in conversation, then I invite you to start listening not only with your ears, but also with your heart. All right, so let's go back to the intuitive people. What do? They like to rest. They like to rest, they like to meditate, they like to take time that they could wipe off the heaviness and clear their mind. So it's almost like intuitive people like to have clarity in their minds all the time. They don't want to be affected by anything that is taking their clarity out. And I've noticed this in my own life, that when I am engaged with something, I very often, my whole body requires me to go and take 10-15 minutes power nap. Even if I don't take a nap, I put some kind of cleansing meditation on, I close my eyes, and I allow myself to be in that space because I know I need my clarity for my next task that is set up for the day. And sometimes I need to do it twice a day, and that's okay, because when you start listening to your own body, you know what you need to do in order to get yourself clear and ready to be intuitive, to be on the top of your game, to be always ready to jump in. You yourself, and only you, know yourself the best. So instead of listening to any outside voices, start listening to your own. And finally, what highly intuitive people do, they like to not attach too much to the emotions that they are experiencing and that the emotions that are others experiencing. It doesn't mean that they are not empathic. It has nothing to do with that. Both negative and positive emotions take your brain, take your mind off from clarity. So many intuitive people like to stay in this, it's called like neutral state of the mind, neutral state that is clear mind. Because if you know, you already know that when you feel emotional, there is no way you can hear your voice. You can't hear your inner voice. So instead of actually making mistakes, making decisions based on the emotions, you need to be able to clear yourself enough so the emotions will not speak louder than your inner voice. Practice putting your emotions aside. Practice not making the emotions to be affecting your clarity. Phew! So many different ways to strengthen the intuition. And what I would say the most is needed in strengthening this beautiful ability that we all have inside of ourselves is the consequent action and building the trust for the voice that you are experiencing. So practicing all of those things, having your mind clear, not being affected by emotions, coming more from not only analytical brain, the left brain, but also allowing yourself to be playful and be fun and be childlike from the right side of the brain will help to strengthen intuition. And all of it has incredible, incredible impact for you as a leader. And it's not only a leader for the huge corporate organization, it's a leader as an owner, it's a leader as a partner, it's a leader as a mom, as a dad. You are leader in every role you play. At least I hope that you are a leader in that role. You own yourself in that role. And in each level of that role, you still need to be intuitive. So tell me, I have a question here for you. What are the ways that you like to connect to the inner voice? Please let me know if you in the comments or maybe send me an email. It would be just wonderful to hear from you. All right. To summarize. So, highly intuitive leaders are best in decision-making processes. Their decisions are fast. Their decisions are precise and they are correct. They are less stressful. When you are intuitive as a leader, you are more of a risk taker, but you trust yourself that your decision is going to be right. There are plenty of ways to strengthen this intuitive voice, and most of it is connected to trust, observation, and practice. And if you are interested in a course on strengthening intuition and channeling, I invite you to take the short 12-module class that I prepared for leaders and prepared for everyone that is interested in channeling and intuition strengthening. I'm going to place the link below and in the description box. The name of the course is called Your Soul Speaks, and it's very simple, very easy, very approachable course. All right, thank you very much for listening to me today. Now go and do well. I'm sending you lots of hugs, and I'll hear you next time. Bye.